Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Experience Better Lifestylist podcast with me, your host, Paige. And you guys know I bring you content on here based on what's on my heart. And I think this is something that needs to be talked about, especially because I can tell you guys through my growth, I didn't even realize I did this to people. And now that I'm aware, or have been aware for quite some time now, I feel like it's important to share because we don't always realize it. So this episode is going to be completely dedicated to emotional dumping. So emotional dumping, never even had heard the term until maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It's so hard now for timelines because I realize I've almost been in business for 5 years, you guys. 2022 will be 5 years I've been in business and building the brand and stuff like that. But emotional dumping was not a term I had heard. It had always just kind of been like, you know, when you're going through something, you just go to your best friend right away. Or for me, you know, it was like my sister knows everything about my entire life kind of type deal. Or you have that person that you just go to and you just vent away, right? And it's kind of like an expectation. It's just kind of like an expectation where, you know, they hold your shit. But here's the thing, you guys. Here's the thing with this. If you truly want to be a better version of yourself, or the best version of yourself, or whatever you want to refer to it as, emotional dumping is actually quite toxic without permission. And what I mean by that is everybody has something going on in their lives, whether they talk about it or not. I can tell you up front, there are so many silent battles that I have fought that you will have no idea about. And you could think based on social media or even being around me that I'm having the best day when I'm actually going through some stuff that I'm not either ready to talk about or know or don't want to, plainly. It's something that I want to work through on my own. But we never know what someone else is going through. And that includes our best friends, that includes the closest people to us, that includes just everyone in general. So when you're in a place and you're going through it, like I have two people off the top of my head that I'm like, if I am going through something, I need to talk to them right now. And the courteous thing to do when it comes to this, and this is so you're not taking advantage of people or putting something on someone that they can't handle at the time, is to ask. It really is. It's to make the ask, no matter how close they are to you. And it's as simple as saying, hey, I'm going through something. By chance, are you able to hear me vent? Because you don't know if you're going to be kind of the straw that breaks the camel's back because they're already going through something, or they're not in a capacity in that moment to actually listen or hear you. And as a result, you guys, those things can build up and cause resentment in relationships, in romantic relationships even. Being able to go to your partner as a safe space, yes, green flag. Also, showing the respect for your partner to be like, hey, I really need to talk about something. Can you hold space for me right now? And how good would it feel to have that in return? How good would that feel to have that in all of your relationships, in your friendships? I was about to say in your situationships. Ooh, situationships. No, thank you. How good would it feel to know that people respect you to the level that they are willing to ask if you can take on some heavy stuff? Because I know that I have felt better being able to go to my people and know that they are in a place where they can handle and hear and actually listen to what I have to say or what I'm going through while they're in a good headspace, versus in the past where it's automatically you're on the phone, you're on FaceTime, you're in person, and it's just boom, 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 and you're just throwing this all at them, not even knowing where their head's at. It truly comes down to respect and courtesy and how much you value that person. And I'm going to be straight up, you guys. You know I keep it real with you. I, at the end of all of my lives, and even some of my podcasts, I'll tell you guys, like, my inbox is always open. Me giving you that invitation means that you can come into my inbox at any time, which is true. I will hold space for that. Also, understand that if I know I am not in a good headspace to be able to take on somebody else's dumping of what they're going through, and I promise you guys this happens every single day, I will get DMs randomly. Like, people I haven't even spoke to will give me half their life story, and I'll be like, whoa. All right, hold on. Am I in a place where I'm able to, one, really hear them and be able to give them what they need back? And two, if I'm not, being okay with setting that boundary that that message is not going to get answered right now. You guys, I will be so honest with you. I do mute conversations. I do have priority in my inbox. I do that so I can best serve everyone and also honor myself at the same time. It's never to be mean, never to be like hateful, never to be any of that. But there are people that I know. I've had conversations with girls on our team. I've had conversation with friends where you see that one person's either number or chat head pop up on your phone and you're like, nope, not today, Satan. Because you know it's going to be some type of BS. You know it's going to be something negative. You know it's going to be something that they're going through. You know it's going to be a whole venting spree. You're going to end up taking your whole afternoon trying to help them, but you're also going to be resentful through the whole entire thing because you've done it so many times and you're just not in that space right now to be able to do that. That person, you don't want to be that person. That's not you being the best version of yourself. That's not you showing up as the best version of yourself. If it's really one of those dire need things, you know, I 1000% you guys advocate you for therapy. You guys know this. You are paying someone to take on your shit. Like, you are literally paying this person to hear you out, listen, and give feedback. That's their job. Our friends, our family, the closest people we turn to, that's not necessarily their job to hold all that for us all the time. Of course, you want relationships that are strengthened when you know you can be vulnerable and open and honest, because those are authentic, true relationships. But there's a time and a place. And there's a time and a place for someone to be a giver and a receiver to be a giver. And if people aren't in that place, I promise you, it is going to destroy some really good friendships and relationships. As someone who does get a lot of people wanting to talk or vent or just dump, it's your job then to set the boundaries. It's your job too to honor yourself, to make sure that you don't get in a place of resentment. And if you feel people are overstepping, you decide where to go from there. You either decide to delete, block, mute, say, hey, I can't hold space for this right now. Whatever feels best to you, that is on you then to handle as well, because there are going to be people that aren't going to grow. There are going to be the people that emotionally dump regardless. And if you set the boundary and they still continue to do it, you now know where you stand with them, right? We talked about this before. You have to respect yourself too when it comes to this thing. When someone holds a conversation with you to set a boundary, it is to keep you in their lives, not to have to remove you. And I feel like people take that so personal. They take that very, very personal. Like, they just set this boundary with me. They must not want me in their life. It's completely the opposite. It's them trying to keep you in your life or in their life so that you can have a relationship, because they do want that relationship with you. But relationships must have respect on both ends. So with that being said, if you are this person, if you're like, oh my gosh, she's calling me out right now. Oh my gosh, I can't even listen to this podcast because I feel so attacked. It's okay. I was this person too. We all have our toxic traits. We all cannot do better unless we know better, right? We're bringing awareness. It's the first step to being able to grow in any area. It's all right. It's as simple as asking, hey, can you hold this space for me right now? Hey, I'm going through this. Do you have some time? Hey. And let the other person either be like, yeah, right now is a great time. Let's talk. What's going on? Or allow them to be like, honestly, right now is not a good time for me. I apologize that you're going through something. Maybe later today we could talk or something where conversations are being held and both people feel respected. And if you're one of those people, not only if you emotionally dump, but it's consistently negative, you are repelling not only the good people in your life, but you're repelling the good and blessings that are trying to come your way. Because if you're constantly in a state of negativity, in complaining, in drama, in toxicity, you are creating your reality. And that is the reality you will sit in, and that'll be the reality that you have to deal with. And then when you're wondering why life doesn't seem to get better, or why you're nobody likes you, or everybody... Okay, first of all, this is a tangent. Let's not use words that generalize. This is a big thing, and this is a big thing with victim mindset. When it's like nobody, everybody, where you're going to the two extremes of the ends of the earth, I understand it may feel that way, but I promise you it's not. So we don't want to look at things worse than they are, all right? So that was a little tangent, but we don't want to look at things worse than they are and use generalized terms like that. Because that's only going to hurt you more. That's only going to bring you down more if you truly do feel like the world is 1,000% against you. The few people in your vicinity may not be on your side at that time, but I promise you there's a whole other world out there where there will be people that can be there for you, all right? So anyway, back to this conversation. If you've been there, and like I said, you guys, I've been that person, but you're going to be repelling the good if you are constantly playing the victim, drama, toxicity, complaining, talking about other people. It is a turnoff. It is especially a turnoff to people who are looking to grow with their lives, who are looking to have secure, healthy relationships in their lives, because once you see something, you can't unsee it. And I've done it, you guys. Like, there are people that I've had to remove from my life, whether it be loudly or quietly, based on this alone, based on emotional dumping and constantly kind of like, if you know that whole pick me kind of person, where if it's not about them, they're not okay. It's an area that I feel like as women, because how many times, literally the show Gossip Girl, you know, we're known to sit and gossip. We're known to just sit and talk about things. Like, yes, this is true to an extent, but the people I prefer to be around, we're talking about ideas. We're talking about goals. We're talking about healing our traumas. We're talking about business. We're talking about new houses, vacations, cars, the next place that we're going, the visions we have for our lives, the love that surrounds us, the, you know, being grateful, the gratitude for everything. Those are the kind of women I sit with. Those are the women I will continue to sit with. And if there has ever been a time, which I know there has been, where I wasn't in a place to be able to sit with women like that because my mindset wasn't there, I know I've been removed from people's lives. And do I take that personally? Absolutely not. They were doing it for them. They were doing it because they were on a path of growth that I wasn't yet. But I choose now to be on a path of growth. I choose now to become aware of my toxic traits. I choose to do the best I can. And yes, that looks different every day. But I choose to take accountability for my life and accountability for my actions and accountability for the way I show up. And I choose to then honor what that growth process is going to look like. And I choose to figure out, how do I grow in this area? What does that mean? And growth is, you know, it can get ugly, you guys. Same with healing. It's not always a beautiful thing. But to wrap this up, so I'm not taking up all of your time, emotional dumping. There's a time and a place. And if we truly value, love, and respect the people that are in our lives, regardless if they are in person or online, simply asking if they are able to take on what you have to get out, it's going to be a game changer in the type of relationships you have and in the security of the relationships you have and in the authenticity and genuinity of the relationships you have, all from asking a simple question and not just going for the punch. Because like I said, we never know what anyone else is going through. It's also important to be able to work through some of that stuff on your own if someone isn't able to hold a place for you right then and there. Journal it out. Get those feelings out. Scream. Punch a pillow. Do what you need to do. Talk to yourself. You guys, this is one of my number one things as maybe, I don't know, you can call it crazy or whatever as you want. But if I'm going through something, I need to get out of my head. So to get out of my head, a lot of times I'll take a, I take extremely hot showers, but I'll take a hot shower and I'll talk it out to myself, literally talking to myself in the bathroom. Like if you walk by, you would probably hear like a therapy session happening, but it is one of the most therapeutic things that I've done to be able to work through what I'm feeling, until someone is able to hold space or if I'm in a place where I want to talk about it. So if you got value from this episode, I know it was a little all over the place, but I hope it was helpful. I always appreciate your shares, tagging me, letting me know what you think. You guys don't go unnoticed. I appreciate you guys so much. The fact that we surpassed 3,000 downloads is still mind-blowing to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Sending love and light, me, the Experience Better Lifestylist.